here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 6th of June, 2011. It was on this day, 1933, the first drive-in movie theater opened. It was in Camden, New Jersey, the brainchild of a young man named Richard Hollingshead, Jr. He was managing his father's auto shop in Camden called Wiz Auto Products. And he dreamed of creating something that bring a little fun to life in the Depression. He mounted a film projector on the hood of his car in his backyard and attached a screen to a couple of trees, worked out a system of parking spaces with various ramps and blocks to make sure that every car would have a view of the screen. The sound came from a speaker mounted by the screen. He applied for a patent. He opened his theater on Crescent Boulevard in Camden. The film was a comedy called Wife Beware, starring Adolphe Manjou. It cost 25 cents per car, 25 cents per person after that. There was a kids' play area. There was a snack stand. You could smoke. You could bring your own refreshments. And it felt luxurious, an ordinary motor car transformed into a private theater box. It's the birthday of Maxine Kumann, born in Philadelphia in 1925. Jewish family, but she went to Catholic school. She said, "I was told stories of martyrdom and saints, which reinforced what I already knew from observing my father's dedication to work. One must be prepared to endure every hardship to be saved. In suffering, seek salvation." She went off to Radcliffe. She took a writing class from Wallace Stegner. She felt a certain bias against women writing poetry. So she stopped for a while, got married, had children. Then she went off to the Boston Center for Adult Education, took a writing class, and there she met another poet, Anne Sexton, and they became best friends. They installed extra phone lines in their houses so they would never have to hang up on each other. In 1963, Kumann and her husband bought a farm in New Hampshire, the barn falling apart, the roof on the house needed replacing. Started out as a summer home. They moved there for good in 1976, and now many of Maxine Kumann's poems are written about the farm, about her horses and taking care of the land. When she was 74, she got in a terrible horse-driving accident, almost died. Punctured lung, broken neck, months of healing, physical therapy, from which she wrote a memoir called Inside the Halo and Beyond, The Anatomy of a Recovery. Here's a poem by Maxine Kumann on her birthday, At the Pitch. If I could only live at the pitch that is near madness, Eberhardt wrote, but there was his wife Betty hanging on to his coattails for dear life to the end of her life. No one intervened when my mother's brother's wife ran off with the new young rabbi every woman in the congregation had a crush on. They rose, unleashed, fleeing west into the sooty sky over Philadelphia in a pillar of fire at the pitch that is near madness, touching down in the outskirts of Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Chicago. Oh, westward, oh, fornication, I was 16. Eberhardt had written his poem before he sailed off to World War II, and a boy had just put his tongue in my mouth, which meant he could make me do anything. No one holding onto his coattails, no one onto my skirt, until my father switched on the back porch light. At the Pitch, a poem by Maxine Kumann from Where I Live, New and Selected Poems, 1990 to 2010, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.